श्री श्री भजन रहस्य Yesterday we spoke. It is better to stay in association with, it's better to stay with tiger bitten by a snake, but never take association of Mayavadis, and especially those people who are in association with women or the association of women themselves or the materialists. We should not take association of such people. To take the association of materialists, what it means, the Bengalis devotees have some doubts about this. What it means, materialists? I am not speaking about all the grihasthas, that they are materialists. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the associates of his, Srivas Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they were all grihasth. Are they considered to be materialists? Maharaj Yudhishthira, Arjun Bhim, Nakul Sahadev, Draupadi, etc., they were grihasth. Can we tell them that they are materialists? No. It's not that when you say grihastha, everybody is materialist automatically. Those who are not performing Bhagavad Bhajan do not follow proper etiquettes. They criticize Guru and Vaishnavas. So absorbed in materialist activities that they do not know anything what is religious activities, they do not know what is Vaishnava, what is Bhagavan. Those people's association we should not take. They do not perform any bhajan. Those people, whatever things he has, a person, he serves whatever money he has, he takes association of the Vaishnava devotees, he never criticizes them. Such persons are not materialists. They will progress in spiritual life, such people. When I speak that all grihasth, it doesn't mean that all grihasth are all materialists. Not necessarily. Now here further is spoken. Adho Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha. Tava Bhajan Kriya, etc.
भावस तथा प्रेम आवृत्ति साध का नाम प्रेम रूप गोस्वामी भक्ति क्रम बोले
रूप गोस्वामी स्पीकिंग द सीक्वेंस ऑफ भक्ति
एते बोलचेन
हियर ही इज सेइंग
प्रथमे
फर्स्ट श्रद्धा फेथ
श्रद्धा को कुठा के आसे साधु संबंध
Where will Shraddha come from? In association of sadhu. But we don't understand what is a sadhu. Hearing the Hari Katha, one will develop desire to serve Krishna. And he develops firm faith in the words of Guru, Vaishnav and Bhagwan and Vaishnavs. He develops firm faith. Thereafter, He will take shelter of Gurudev and he will serve his Gurudev intimately. Then his bhajan starts. Sequentially, all his anarthas are removed and thereafter, further, then he gets nishtha, ruchi, asakti and thereafter, satva rupi, bhav, rati and prem. This is the sequence of bhakti. This is the gradation of bhakti in which way it progresses, Sri Rupa Goswami is describing. One more point he is clearing here. The Sukriti, which is giving bhakti, from Shraddha, one gets sadhu sang. The result of sadhu sang is bhajan. One performs bhajan. He gets educated in bhajan. And then he gets the diksha in Harinam. He gets diksha in Naam when he performs bhajan. And the way shown by his guru, he performs his bhajan and that way his anarthas are removed and then he develops nishtha, firm faith. Anarth is removed, what it means? There are four types of anarth. First, Swarup Brahm, illusion of the self. Then, Asat Trishna, false desires. Hridaya Dorbalya, the weakness of the heart. These four. Swarup Brahm. What is the illusion we are suffering from? Oh, this is my body. This body is me. Everything is mine. Whatever I see. How are he serving? Durga, Shankar, Ganesh. This is all illusion. Then Asatrishna. All the desires of the material sense objects. I need son, I need family, household life, I need wealth. Oh, I want to become the president of the country. This is all Asatrishna. And because of Asatrishna, one commits offenses, aparat. There are many points to be discussed here. Further, when we will have time, we will discuss all these in detail. Reading. Should leave anarthas performing Hari Bhajan. Anarthas are removed by performing Hari Bhajan. Thereafter, one progresses in bhajan. Translation Damodar Maharaj.
Starting, he's speaking Bengali. I shouldn't miss anything.
So continuing, Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda, Sri Vajra Mahasaya.
Not clear?
Yes, then he heard. Now it's better to be embraced by a tiger or by a bear than to take the association of Mayavadis and Sri Sangeet. It's very detrimental to bhajan to associate with lusty mood with women, or even to associate with those who are attached to women. But if we look carefully, we cannot say that simply associating with women makes one atheistic or a materialistic sense enjoyer. Some Bengali devotees have a doubt. Are all grihasthas material enjoyers? In answer, we say no. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had many, many associates who were grihastha devotees, like Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Sri Advaita Acharya, but they were completely unattached to material sense enjoyment. Other devotees like Yudhisthira and Arjuna, Bhimsen, are great devotees of the Lord. Therefore, all married persons are not sense enjoyers. Only those persons who are opposed to Bhagavan, married persons, who criticize Guru and Vaishnava, who are completely absorbed in materialistic sense enjoyment, and because of that enjoyment they cannot understand what is religion or irreligion, then those persons we should strictly avoid. But those persons who are attached to material enjoyment but who are innocent and who do not criticize Hari Guru and Vaishnava, then those persons we should give mercy to them in the form of Harikatha. And by teaching them and also engaging their homes, wives, wealth and children in the service of Bhagavan, then such materialistic persons will gradually achieve Sukriti and their life will become successful. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has given the sequence for the attainment of pure devotion. Adal Shraddha Tatha Sada Sangha. Firstly, the first stage is Shraddha, or pure faith. But that Shraddha, where does it come from? It comes from Sada Sangha, association with the pure devotee. At that stage, the person cannot know who is a sadhu, but by hearing Katha gradually, then they can understand. At that time, Krishna's Seva Vasana, or the desire to perform service to Sri Krishna, awakens in the heart. At that time, one will have unflinching faith in the words of the scriptures, the spiritual master, and the Vaishnava devotees. As that faith matures, it will bring one to take diksha and shiksha from a bona fide spiritual master. Then, Vishwambhena Guru Seva, one will serve the Guru with intimacy, and by all these things, anarthas are dissipated. As anarthas dissolve, then one achieves the stage of nishtha, fixed determination, ruchi, taste in bhajan, ashakti, attachment to Krishna, then sudasattva visheshatma. Sudasattva enters the heart, that is the stage of bhav, and when bhav bhakti matures, that is, one will enter into prema bhakti. Therefore, Sri Thakur Bhakti Vinod is giving in Bengali Payas this same verse of Sri Rupa Goswami. Bhakti-mul sukriti hoite shraddha udaya. The root of devotion is sukriti. And when that sukriti matures in satsang, then there is the waking of shraddha. Then by satsang followed by the fruit of that satsang, then one achieves bona fide initiation into the sampradaya by the spiritual master. Then by this, the anarthas are dissolved. And when the anarthas are practically absent, then that is the stage of nishtha. So we should know there are four types of anarthas, or unwanted desires. That is, sukram, asatkrishna, vidya-durbalya, and aparad. First, what is sukram? Gram means mistaken conception, not understanding clearly, who am I? By the way, who is Bhagavan? Is it Ganesh, Shankar, Durga? This is all Surup Brahma. Asat Krishna, attachment to useless things. Now we are thinking, oh, my wife is necessary, my children are necessary, wealth is necessary, it's necessary to become in a big position like a president. But this is all Asat Krishna, attachment to useless things, thirst for useless things. Then, when these things are dissolved and one achieves taste in the holy name, when that taste in the holy name thickens, becomes ashakti, attachment to Krishna. then Nishchoy Bhavana will die. Then definitely Bhava Bhakti will awaken. Hriday Dubhalya means weakness of heart, envy, all those type of things. And Aparad means offense. Therefore, when these type of... Therefore, Sri Thakur Bhakti Kanod says, carefully avoid asat sangha, bad association. Then, as that much that anantas are dissipated, that much bhaja one's devotional service will become more and more effulgent.
This is a very grave subject matter.
We are all very careful, especially Western devotee and especially Russia. Param Pavan Krishna Sahachara Nishkapate Bhaja Saha Karabho Bhaja. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is right. From quoting other Shastra and explanation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sab Shastra fike niye bhajane janna madhye
Shastra
nirdesh pradan karche.
Providing instruction.
Param Pavan Krishna.
Param Pavan Krishna. Param Pavan Krishna. Param Pavan. His name is.
Samastha Sarva Shaktiman.
Sarva Shaktiman.
I have to be
Kripalu. How to speak merciful.
Krishna and Krishna Namakate Kono Bhakti.
There is no difference between Krishna and his name. But if you think carefully, there is some speciality in his
but
name.
But Krishna Dasam Kartapara.
A conditioned soul cannot have darshan of
Krishna.
But that same result of his darshan can be achieved by chanting his names.
Nishkapate Bhaja.
Nishkapate Bhajan.
Sansari, joto rokomer bhavite kamna vasana.
Having no desires of the material sense objects, leave all these things.
Gyane athva karme dvara bhakti hoy. Athva gyan karme dvara yog tapasya dvara
achchadi or karma.
Bhakti noy.
Shuddha can be performed. No, this is false.
Nirantar vaishnav bane.
Always staying in a situation of Vaishnavs,
anugatte,
under the guidance,
anugatte,
under the guidance of Guru Dev,
jatukarva, whatever I will do,
I will learn from them and perform Krishna seva, English.
Eyakam karte karte,
performing like this,
jarna, sujjapa, antarai, e Krishna naam, sujjato kathai baki. चलते फिरते उठते बढ़ते फिसलते यदि पाए पिछले जाए
राम राम कृष्ण कृष्ण सपोज यू स्लिप
एंड यू शाइन अथवा हंसी दी लगी थे
और मे बी जस्ट इन जोकिंग
ही कृष्ण कृष्ण राम राम
व्हाट इज दिस कृष्ण कृष्ण राम राम व्हाट इज दिस
अथवा दूर ला तल राय माने मतले रामा हो रामा
और सिंगिंग रामा हो रामा सिंगिंग लाइक दिस
यदि ना हुई
इफ यू चैंट
जे कोनो पावे
Anyway, whatever,
Namabhas
is chanted, it destroys all the big, big sacred darkness also are destroyed, all the darkness it destroys by chanting
Namabhas.
Think carefully, you will
notice
that. Are we performing Namabhas at least or no? If all these emotions are coming in your mind, always you're chanting
Namabhas.
By chanting Krishna's names, if you do not, our hair does not shine, then you do not develop any ecstatic symptoms.
So,
it is Namabhas. Offense for chanting. This life chanting, offense, less offenseful chanting, and earlier also you chanted offensefully.
Shikshastra
is saying the sequence of Krishna Leela. Cheto Dharmana Marjana.
This
shlok is the code, sutra. Life is gone.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Every day,
Raramananda Swarup Damodar,
when he used to discuss with them, discuss all these things together, he used to become completely absorbed on these
shlokas. First
shlok, Cheto Darshan Marjan. This is the
code.
The rest of the same shlokas are imbibed in this shlok. Another quote. Like this, there are seven, and this eight shlok are there.
And Krishna,
he is speaking Ashtakali Lila. This sequence is also imbibed in this Nishant Lila.
Rathakali Lila, Bhagavan Lila,
Aparanna, Sayanna, Aparanna, Pastimes, Aparanna,
Pradosh,
Sayanna,
Sab Lila Ir Matete, Guri Arsha. Ihate Bhajan Krame Lila Rajoy. Bhajan Krate Krate, E Lila Sabuli Swayam Udit Kove Hude.
One chanting the name of all these pastimes, manifesting in his heart. The first shlok,
Cheto Darpana
Marjanam.
You
should try that you are made of your heart, how to clean means
anarth.
A mirror, when it is covered with dust, then you cannot see
yourself.
If the anarth remains in your heart till that moment, till that time, your heart, mirror of your heart will not be changed and you will not be able to understand yourself properly.
Yeah.
And then, you have provided all the potencies in your names. There are names of
your
names. All the potencies of whose names they are. The name possesses
Damodar,
Krishna, all these names also.
These are names of sweetness. All
Sanatana Goswami is describing
the
top one shlok.
Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Govinda Hare Nanda Kishore
Krishna, Harsya Sundaraya Krishna, Jiradhika Madhya Dhisa.
What beautiful
name
of name she has
given. Pallavis are Radhikesha, Radhika Pallavis.
Describing even the Radha herself and these names are there. In this shlok, thereafter,
Tinatapi Sunisha,
if one wants to perform bhajan, really, and he doesn't understand this
shloka,
he has only desire to perform bhajan, but Tinatapi Sunisha, he is not. Even more humble than the grass, tolerant than the tree, always give shade to even those persons who have got even the pot, even provide shade to those people who come under his shelter like this, and never expect any honor for himself, and give all honor to the others means Krishna Nishtha. If you don't have such mood, you will not be able to perform. It's not possible that bhava will manifest in your
life.
Thereafter,
nathanam na janam na janam na janam.
Then fifth
shloka.
This fourth shloka, this is the most of Siddha Deha, one who is perfected soul. This is the sequence. Then you must understand that you have become qualified for Siddha Deha. Now you have become qualified for Siddha Deha. You must understand English.
What I told you should do like that. And then you will arrive your Siddha Deha. Itself, it will come in your heart. And then you will realize, oh, in the Siddha Deha, what is my relation with Krishna? And then you can serve Radha, Padasya. You can be most obedient servant, lady servant of Radhika. Now, we don't want to practice all these things, and we want that I should go on the top of the tree. How is that? Impossible. So be careful, especially Western and in Western, or especially Russian devotees. They want to, Gopi Dev, and they go to Radha Kunda Babaji. Here is the difference between Radha Pinda Babaji and our
Sampradaya.
Our what?
Line.
Our Sampradaya. And I know that how many are have gone left our line and they have gone to Radha Kunda and became Sahajya and all their father. So you should be very, very careful. Adhikar na labhiyas, dadeya bhave, adhikar bhato na.
You don't have qualification. And you are thinking you are in Shadidya, perfected spiritual constitution.
Viparjaya buddhi janme shakti ra bhava.
Reading.
Tan buddhi chopat pe
hai. Your brain is...
Tata valjaya vibhaas pare.
Oh, and you will get mad. Tata
nekta pindava yitri tandekbe aur sangi. Prichha bhavila ta sa
nekta. And even some old woman you will see get married. What is this nonsense? All her
women left. Dharve,
and all Vaishnavi harm. You become opposite.
Savadhani.
Better Vaishnavi harm.
Kram thara. Jadish. Kiru chao.
If you try to jump.
Or if you want to have our gold Siddhade and the maid servant of Radhika, then very carefully you should follow all the principles that we have. Sadhu Charita, Dehi Suddha, Suddha Buddhi Power. You should see Radhika, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Dhin Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. How they have done bhajan. And then Siddhade. But you should see all their life. Siddhade pe kram, bhajan parile, ashtakal seva shubha anaya se. Jadi hum, jadi amra, sikhaste ke eis,
if we follow the sequence of this, maybe one life, two life, maybe three. What is the lost life? But your bhajan will not be destroyed. You will get all the ashtakalya pastimes will definitely manifest in your hearts. Every day you should remember Shikshastra.
एतके चिंतन कर
मेडिटेट ऑन इट
आत्रमे अष्टकाल सेवा भई दे बुद्धिपन सकल अनंत जाते काबे प्रदान
विल मैनिफेस्ट इन योर हार्ट
अनुभव प्राय अभी दिस इज द क्रम
दिस इज
मस्ट हाउ यू कैन
ट्रांसलेशन
स्ट्रक्चर
the Buddha said, please hear very carefully. Especially don't mention any particular country, Russia. Please think carefully. Buddha said the holy name, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying the holy name is always pure. Therefore, even one may chant in an accidental condition. As he stubs his toe and falls down, he may chant Ram Ram, Krishna Krishna. Or he may joking, why are you chanting? Hey, Hari Ram, Hari Krishna. Then may, by accompanying some music, Ram Ho, Ram Ho, Ram Ho, Ram Ho. In this way, by these four types, or by indicating something else, one may achieve Namabhas. Namabhas means like when the sun is rising in the morning, the darkness is dissipating, but the light is not everywhere. Namabhas, the shadow of the holy name. So we should take our own pulse and think, have I reached the stage of Namabhas even? Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, Kabu Namabhas Sada Namapara. Sometimes we chant Namabhas. But mostly it's chanting Namaparad, chanting the holy name endowed with offenses. Therefore, we are chanting the holy name which is endowed with unlimited power and unlimited sweetness. But after something Bhav is not appearing in our body, Bahuna Moilena Hoyovika, hairs are not standing on the head, tears are not coming. That must mean in this birth or in previous births we have committed some offense. Therefore, sometimes we think, oh, I am chanting so long, but now I have not achieved anything. There is no attainment. Therefore, the medicine for this is following the sequence given in Sri Shikshastakam. In that Sri Shikshastakam, composed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are 8 verses. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the Gambira, with Sri Surup Damodar and Sri Ramananda Roy, would discuss this Shikshastak and become absorbed in devotional sentiments. The first verse is a sutra, a condensed version of the rest of the Shikshastak. And in this first sutra verse, Chetodapana Majjana Mahadabhagini Nevapana, there is given a sequence of attainment of both Astakali Lila and the stages of devotion. For example, Chetodapana Majjana, this is the sutra for the first verse, Mahadabhagini Nevapana, the sutra for the second verse, Sraya Koidava Chandrika Vitalanam for the third verse, etc. Therefore, in this Shikshastakam, the eightfold pastimes of Krishna are also given. Nisad Lila, Pratikal Lila, Purvan Lila, Madhya Lila, Sarin Lila, Pradosh Lila, and Naisa Lila, and again Nisad Lila. This is all given in Shikshastakam. Therefore, Thakur Sri Bhaktivinoda says, we should chant the first verse for a few days and endeavor strongly for Chetodapana Majjana to clean the dust of material contamination from the mirror of the heart. Just like if a mirror is there, but the mirror is covered by dust, then we cannot see ourselves. So as long as dust in the form of anamitas, unwanted desires are there, then the heart will be enveloped in darkness. Therefore, going on, one becomes more expert in bhajan, he enters the second verse. Namnamakari bahodo nirvashakti sattapita nirvataha smaralinataha. That time the devotee prays, oh Bhagavan, you are so merciful, you place all your sweetness and all your potency in the name. The name is of two types, Aishwarya Moinam and Madhurya Moinam. In names like Narayan, Padmanabh, Bhagawan, then Bhagawan has endowed his opulence in those names. But in Madhurya Moinam, like Damodar, Madhav, then Bhagawan has given his sweetness there. Krishnam Goswami, how he has given the sweet names of Krishna. Sri Krishna Gopal, Hari Mukunda, Govinda Hena, Kishore Krishna. Hasi Yasoda Tanayam Prasida Sri Bhavadi Vana Rajadesa. All these sweet names of Krishna, especially the last one, Sri Bhavadi Jivana Radikesha. O Krishna, who is beloved of Radharani and she is your life. Therefore, the third verse, Tranarapi Sunichina, Tadorapi Sunichina, Amarana Maradena Kirtanya Sarahari. How to be devotee? There's one Vaishnava who said, I want to become a Vaishnava, but I met one brick wall, one big obstacle. That was the verse, Tanara Pisa Nichena. Therefore, we should become like a tree. A tree never demands anything, not even water. And everything he possesses is for others, his fruits, bark, leaves. Amanana Manadena Chitanya Sarahari. One should not demand respect for oneself and give all respects to others according to their position. In this state of mind, one can constantly chant the holy name. Then all that ends in the fourth verse, Nājanam Nājanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vajagara Ishakamai. O Lord, I do not want wealth, followers, disciples, material education. I do not even want freedom from birth and death. Birth after birth, I want your causeless devotional service. Then the fifth verse, Hey Nanda Tanuna, Hey Nanda Tanuna Kinkaram Patitam Mambasami Ramambuddha. In this, O Krishna, but I want to become a speck of dust on your lotus feet, O Nanda Tanuja. In this fifth verse comes an indication of one's siddhadeha, like a spurti, one has one type of idea. What is the proof of this? Because one wants to become a fixed speck of dust on the feet of Krishna. That means at that time one has an understanding of one's eternal position as a servant of Sri Krishna. at that stage, one may then consider oneself to be a partially to be a servant of Srimati Radhika. And slowly from there, one will enter the eighth Astakali Lila. In the sixth verse, it is said, Nainam Garat Asuru Dalaya. Then one will experience the stages of transcendental ecstasy, the after sattvic bhavs, like the hair standing in the end, tears pouring from the eyes, becoming stunned, having a choked voice, changing color. And one will also experience those after sattvic bhavs in 5 degrees, like Jwale, gripped up in smoldering, slightly burning, blazing, fully blazing. These are all experienced in the sixth verse. Therefore, we should understand that there is an adhika, a level of qualification for attainment of one's siddhadeya, spiritual body. If one is unqualified but tries to enter artificially, what will happen? You'll just end up getting married. One will leave devotion, leave dharma even, and simply cause a disturbance in the Vaishnava community. Therefore, very carefully, we should go through the proper sequence for the attainment of one's spiritual body, one's siddhadeha. If one does this easily, one will achieve happiness. Yeah? Even if not one birth, or two births, or three births, but slowly, slowly, one will achieve.
What is the loss?
Definitely, one will get the result if one follows the Shikshastakam carefully. Therefore, every day we should remember the Shikshastakam. We should think of the Shikshastakam, and we should follow Shikshastakam, especially this sequence of attainment.
So, our aim and object of our life to be Radha, it is all right. And in bhajan, Siddha Dev is needed. Without Siddha Dev, we cannot do bhajan. But as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, gradually, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in his Shastra, gradually we should develop our purpose. When all anarth will go away, automatically, what you are, how you are, what is the potency by which you can serve Radhika, everything is. But gradually you should try. Babaji, at once anyone will go. They have no tattva gyan, nothing. They will go, I want to do Hari. And at once, in the first class, they will give Siddhadi. And tell, they will tell that, you should now meditate Astakali Yoga. I'm thinking that I'm good. But that becomes opposite. So I'm telling our Guru Parampara, Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada has strictly prohibited all this. Especially Rupa Goswami has told. Yes, so come in line gradually, everything will come. But sincerely we should do bhajan. How we should do bhajan?
আজ সকাল 9টার সময় মহারাজের ভজন কীর্তনে বৈরাগ্য দীক্ষা অনুষ্ঠান অনুষ্ঠিত হবে। जो लोग परिवार की इच्छा के लिए अनुरोध किया था उन लोगों से निवेदन करता हूँ।